You know, I know that at the bottom of all of this, the foundation of it, the root of it, is pride. I tell you, that pride is such a slick enemy of every human being. It is so slick. It can pull the wool over our eyes, have us thinking that we're doing it for this reason, doing it for that reason. And so often pride is motivating what we do. And I want to share with you Psalm 10. And by the way, politicians who are being courted by the religious leaders who are also in positions of power, you know the ones who are steering you right. You know the ones who are steering you wrong. I want to encourage you, break away from the ones who you know are steering you wrong, because in the end won't be good for either of you. Listen to this from Psalm 10. Why, O Lord, do you stand far off? Why do you hide yourself in times of trouble? In his arrogance, the wicked man hunts down the weak who are caught in the schemes he devises. He boasts of the cravings of his heart. He blesses the greedy and reviles the Lord. In his pride, the wicked does not seek him. In all his thoughts, there is no room for God. His ways are always prosperous. He is haughty, and your laws are far from him. He sneers at all his enemies. He says to himself, "Nothing will shake me. I'll always be happy and never have trouble." His mouth is full of curses and lies and threats. Trouble and evil are under his tongue. He lies in wait near the villages. From ambush, he murders the innocent, watching in secret for his victims. He lies in wait like a lion in cover. He lies in wait to catch the helpless. He catches the helpless and drags them off in his net. His victims are crushed. They collapse. They fall under his strength. He says to himself, "God has forgotten." He covers his face and never sees. Arise, Lord. Lift up your hand, O God. Do not forget the helpless. Why does the wicked man revile God? Why does he say to himself, "He won't call me to account"? But you, O God, do see trouble and grief. You consider it to take it in hand. The victim commits himself to you. You are the helper of the fatherless. Break the arm of the wicked and evil man. Call him to account for his wickedness that would not be found out. The Lord is king forever and ever. The nations will perish from his land. You hear, O Lord, the desire of the afflicted. You encourage them, and you listen to their cry, defending the fatherless and the oppressed, in order that man who is of the earth may terrify no more. Ladies and gentlemen, and yes, I am talking to males and to females because I know both genders have people who are filled with pride, who push this kind of misery on people. I want you to stop for the sakes of the people you're hurting, but also for your sakes. What you're doing is just not right, but in the end, it won't be good for you either. You really need to evaluate your politics, because at some point, your politics will find you out. At some point, God, who knows all of our ways, who knows all of our true motives for everything we do, is keeping account not only of what we do, but of every motive behind every action, every meeting, every vote cast, every discussion on the job, everything done. for the purpose of hurting others. God is keeping, literally keeping a record of it. He is literally keeping account of all of that. And again, not just so that he'll have something to do. He keeps up with everything. We have performance evaluations. God gives performance evaluations. But God takes it further. He not only evaluates performance, he evaluates motives. So he is constantly looking at what he sees even better than we see, and that is our own hearts. He's evaluating our attitudes. I tell you, life and eternity will be so much better if we have lived it striving to please God rather than striving to rebel against Him. At some point, the pride that we enjoy so much today come back to haunt us. It will do us no good. It will only have set us up for an eternity of misery. I want to encourage you, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get it right.
Without the Lord, there is no life, there is nothing.